Maui, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Tuesday Newsmaker brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Attention nurses, are you ready for a change? Have you ever considered working in home health? Hometown Healthcare has exciting opportunities in the Emporia and Linden areas. All nursing positions have a longevity hiring bonus added for full-time employees, and shadowing opportunities are available for qualified applicants. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, 401k, company car, insurance, and more. Visit hometownhealthcare.net or call 620-412-6812 to find out more. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 9th of November. Cloudy and 51 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by National Teachers Hall of Fame director Carol Strickland. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, great. On a good morning, it looks like in Emporia.
Not bad at all. Well, Carol, we are just a few days away, really, a week and a couple of days away from the, can you believe this, the 30th annual KVOE National Teachers Hall of Fame Radio Action Auction. So there's going to be action at the auction, that's for sure. So are things falling into place?
Really are. The donors have been wonderful this year here in our community. The generosity is unbelievable, and our inductees have sent some wonderful things from all over the country, including Hawaii, and then some of my former students have come forward with some talent, and it's just been really wonderful. Our Board of Trustees kicked it in gear to challenge each other this year in terms of what they can donate, and we have some wonderful things. So, yeah, it's going to be bigger and better than ever, I think. And we get to go back to the Emporia State Federal Credit Union after having to go on a modified schedule last year. But it's kind of nice to get back to some normalcy for the auction.
All right, so the 30th annual KVOE National Teachers Hall of Fame Radio Auction, Thursday, November 18th. And we'll start just past 6:05 and go until the items are taken care of. Let's talk about the proceeds. How important is this to get what needs to be done for next year's induction, which is going to be a little heftier as far as induction ceremonies than the normal year, isn't it?
Right. We always say this is our kickoff for induction for the following June, and this year we have a double induction. Hopefully, our fingers are crossed that June 17th we can induct the class of 2020 after 2 years of waiting, and then also we'll have a class of 2022, which has yet to be decided, but we are getting applications in already. They're not due till January, and we're getting some in. And we didn't have a class of 2021, so maybe the interest is there and people are a little more eager to get things in. So, yeah, the cost will be double for us to do induction here and in Washington, D.C., and so we'll be having several fundraisers during the year nationally and locally to it'll be about $60,000 we need to raise altogether. And so we are trying to go 30K for 30 here at the beginning, and then we'll try to double that later on.
You know, one of the things that always stands out during the auction is the former inductees who are tuned in and listening and or watching and participating from across the country. It really shows what their membership in the National Teachers Hall of Fame means to them and what they know it's going to mean to any future inductees, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Emporia just opens its arms and hearts to our inductees every year, and they come away saying, I love Emporia. I know what you talk about when you say Teacher Town USA, and they want to give back in some way. And this is, you know, this is their way of doing it. Gary Koppelman, whom you remember, he comes back every year. He came back last year, even though we didn't have induction because he just missed Emporia. And he has handmade a wooden snowman for the yards, and you know, some have ESU on them, and I mean, they're just delightful. But that was something that he wanted to do to give back. And when they call in and just say, this means so much to us, and I hope the people listening and watching are touched by that, because that's exactly what this money goes for, to bring these people into Emporia and treat them royally, like every teacher should be treated.
Well, this is a big deal, the induction into the National Teachers Hall of Fame, and these educators that are so talented, have such great passion for what they do, and you certainly can see that and feel that when they are here for the induction ceremony each and every summer. We're fortunate to be able to have the inductees in with us for a special Talk of Emporia program, and it's great to just listen to them, and you just hear the passion ooze out. So that's what this KVOE National Teachers Hall of Fame radio auction is all about. Let's talk specifically about some of the items we may be able to grab onto a week from Thursday, Carol.
Sure. Jen is in the process of putting pictures on our Facebook event page, and I know she's sharing those with Aaron Harder. So KVOE's page will also have them, and a link, I think, to our page. Gosh, we have everything from barbecue items to the Spirited 50 ESB financial trip to see the Royals this year. That is back in action, so we have two tickets for that. We have tickets for the KU basketball game. We have with parking, and we have tickets for the live performance of Mean Girls in Kansas City. So those, you know, some of those are repeat, some of them are new items. We have K-State fans, something that will really appeal to them, which includes liquor with the Wildcat logo on it, something we had not seen before, but that's something new, and a throwback to the 2012 Cotton Bowl poster and T-shirt with Bill Snyder's picture on it. So for a K-State fan, that's wonderful. KU, we have the signed basketball and the tickets. We have many wonderful items from Emporia State in the various offices there. We have food items, gift certificates for our great restaurants around Emporia. We have baskets, everything from a technology basket to a Christmas basket. We have a handcrafted quilt that is just gorgeous. A handcrafted Afghan from one of my former students who lives in Las Vegas, and she's sending it to us. It's just amazing, yeah. The kind of thing. And then Beth Honshu has her homemade jams and jellies again, and Lindy Wetzel with her shrimp boil, and Sally Connard with her lasagna dinner, Evora Wheeler with her pies, the Buckleys with their ice cream. You know, some of the standby, sure, the all-time favorites that we have. And then some new items, too. Some people that have come on board that have not been with us before. There's a spa day at Spa Royal. And so, you know, just we say there's something for everybody, every age, every gender, and pets also. We've got some things from Dorsey Animal Clinic. So, I think you can find something that you like that could be a Christmas gift or for yourself, and then it also goes for a great cause.
Well, as soon as we get the items firmed up, we'll get that list available online so you can view them and know exactly what's going to be on the auction block coming up Thursday, November 18th. Again, we'll have the auction live here, KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We'll be streaming the event, KVOE TV at KVOE.com. You can bid by calling us at 620-342-1400 or text your bids to 620-342-5863. Auction items will be seen to the event on ValueNet Channel 3 along with KVOE TV at KVOE.com. 30th year for the KVOE National Teachers Hall of Fame radio auction Thursday night, November 18th. From Emporia State Federal Credit Union, their industrial branch. We'll be talking to you again before the big event coming up in just over a week, Carol. As always, we appreciate your time.
Hey, we appreciate you so much. And I should also mention one of your favorites will be in there from Tyson Foods. So you'll be drooling over some of that meat that they're donating again.
Meat's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And I tell people, you know, even if you don't bid, you can listen and be entertained for several hours because you, Tim, and Susie do such a wonderful job on the air. And, you know, that just makes the auction for us. So we really appreciate that.
Well, we couldn't do this without our technical crew, Scott Hayes and Aaron Harder. They're handling all the bidding that comes in through the night. So, yeah, and the staff at Emporia State Federal Credit Union helping out. So takes a lot of folks to get this thing up and running and produced for, what, some 4.5 hours every year on a Thursday night.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very grateful to the community and to you all for helping us out, because we could not do induction if it were not for the generosity of this community. So we're very appreciative of it.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. We will see you next week.
Carol Strickland, director of Emporia's own National Teachers Hall of Fame on the Tuesday primetime. Newsmaker Scott.
That really is next Thursday.
I know.
Wow. We're full on the Newsmaker the rest of the week. We have a couple openings next week, and then at this point, the week of Thanksgiving, we're wide open. So if you have something coming up, this is your time to get scheduled and let people know about it. Call 342-1400 or email KVOE at KVOE.com.
And tomorrow morning, we'll be chatting with Kathy Hammond of the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild, previewing the Quilts of Gratitude ceremony coming up this Sunday at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds at 2 p.m. And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 730, cloud cover 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. During open enrollment, I want to remind you that no matter what